I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled Functional Foods, Part 1, Plant-Based Functional Foods. As we learned earlier, offering a wide range of healthy, whole foods can help support the body's vitalism or homeostasis. But specific foods have a function beyond that, working to counteract specific health concerns. This topic is certainly worthy of great detail, but here we introduce the topic with preliminary highlights. Many studies appear to conclude that fruits and vegetables surpass any other food group regarding their potential to heal, treat, and prevent many health conditions. However, dogs have a high protein and amino acid requirement, so fruits and vegetables should not make up a majority of the diet. Nonetheless, they hold an indispensable place, and you can choose items based on their nutrient profile and ability to support the body and counteract illness. This means looking beyond the carrot and green bean world into much more powerful options. Here are just a few of the seemingly endless examples. Algae, including seaweeds, offer potential health benefits along with antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. Chlorella can help clear the body of environmental toxins. Spirulina may reduce the proliferation of pancreatic cancer cells. And dulse and kelp may slow progression of adenocarcinoma. Beets contain a liver protective compound, which protects the liver and reduces levels of homocysteine, a substance that can lead to stroke or heart disease. Berries. While many berries have an extremely high antioxidant level, many are also unhealthy or toxic to dogs. But there are a few excellent berry options. Blueberries, for example, are safe for dogs and famous for their potent antioxidant powers and anti-inflammatory effects. Cruciferous vegetables. These powerhouses are famous for their cancer-fighting abilities. They contain several compounds that suppress tumor growth and attack cancer-causing carcinogens. Cruciferous vegetables also protect the heart. Cruciferous vegetable options for your dog include broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, collard greens, and more. Some cruciferous vegetables can have negative effects on the thyroid. However, cooking reduces or minimizes the impact. Cooking not only reduces thyroid effects, but increases digestibility. Garlic. While the use of garlic for dogs has gained controversy over the years, it has long been used in dog products and is found in many holistic flea and tick products taken internally. Excessive amounts can thin the blood too quickly and become toxic, but garlic continues to be an ancient antibiotic, antiparasitic, and antibacterial food. Some holistic vets recommend about 1/4 teaspoon a day per 15 pounds of dog, but this may vary depending on your situation, and garlic should only be used in small quantities. Watermelon can help detoxify the body and has been used consistently in traditional medicine as a tonic, demulcent, diuretic, antioxidant, antimicrobial, and more, and has been used for renal stones and diabetes treatment. These are just a few examples. Other healthy vegetables include zucchini, asparagus, sweet potatoes, spinach, and many more. As with all ingredients, start slow, work your way up, and divide intake throughout the day to minimize digestive issues. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.